Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Brothers, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Our world cares more about making the best use of the time than ever. The advent of the combine has not relaxed the farmer's pace when the fall rains begin. And those who labor indoors still feel plenty of pressure and anxiety when autumn comes. There is no time or money to waste on frivolous things now. Except, of course, for the many frivolous or even evil diversions with which our civilization dissipates its anxiety, by which we escape from our responsibilities and their pressure for a time, at least until we wake up from our stupors again to realize that we've only wasted more of our limited time. Now, it is really hard to call this contemporary way of life a walk, so fast-paced and frantic. Should we not call it a stumble, or maybe a staggering? And if all are staggering and floundering, though like typical drunks, pretending to be handling it just fine, does this not undercut the claim that we are very concerned at all times about efficiency and productivity and making the best use? Do we imagine that the days are evil because we who live in them are so good? Well, also against this new pagan and Gentile way of living, St. Paul gives correction and warning. Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Leave behind dissipation and recognize what time it is. But then comes something frivolous, it might seem. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody. Well, surely there can be no time, definitely no funding, diverted at this late and critical hour in these evil days for the luxury and the frivolity of music. but not so. First, even in the midst of a deeply pagan society full of false prayers and carnal sacrifices and bacchanalian musics, the apostle was not afraid to command true prayers, living sacrifices, and spiritual songs from us, Christ's own. God grant them in our time, too. And second, Paul is clear that singing is among those best uses of our time. More than this, by such singing, he says that we redeem the time because the days are evil. Well, there are many forms of dissipation and diversion that are at best idleness, which empties us, or at worst, downright evil things that make us partakers of their evil. But at the very least, you could say the singing of psalms and hymns would better occupy our time and our money. But everything that St. Paul says here about singing shows that it's a lot more than just filling our time. It is more than optional filler. They are called spiritual psalms and hymns and songs. That means songs and hymns of the Spirit, filled and inspired by God's very words. And thus, in Colossians 3, Paul says that our Christian singing is the way by which the word of Christ dwells richly among us. And here it says that this is how we are to address each other regularly with God's word. In the Christian church, we sing and we make melody not only to the Lord, which is in adoration of him or in thanksgiving to him, but especially we make song and melody to one another. We tell again what our Lord has done for us, what promises he has made for us in Christ, and what hope and truth and wisdom is ours in him. We spend our time in song, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is more than only making good or better or even best use of the time. By such singing, these times that we live in are bought back from idleness and from corruption. The evil days are redeemed. They are sanctified for our use. Because what a Christian sings is not frivolous, but what we sing is the very word of God and is prayer in the heart and thus out of the mouth in faith and with understanding. Now, it is tempting to push this off, especially when time and money are limited. There will be plenty of time for singing and music in eternity, after all, we tell ourselves. We like our thanksgiving to come at the end of things when we can look back nostalgically on what was past and what was done and what was certain. But right now, well, the days are evil. Surely they require more serious attention, stronger weapons than songs, right? Well, O Christians, consider what weapons felled the walls at Jericho. And here St. Paul, who says that we don't wait to be filled with the Spirit. He is our advocate and our guarantee right now. And therefore his psalms and his hymns and his songs must be sung now, while we are still on the walk, while we are able to bring our steps into sync by this music, addressing God's word to each other, to every situation, bringing forth many thanksgivings to our Father and to his Christ. Te Deums and thanksgivings must not wait until evil days are all past. It's too late to become wise only at the last hour, as the parable says. Rather, the everyday wisdom of Christ our Lord, of his gracious mercy, of his life-giving word, that belongs to today. as long as it is called today. And thus, the Spirit has ordained it that in His Christian church, we are to constantly have His consolation echoing. The psalm says that we are to be surrounded with the songs of His deliverance. And our hymn today urges us not only to perform our duties, but with confidence to sing and to pray and to keep His ways. So yes, there's no time to waste. We must not be foolish or unwise. We must give attention to the singing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.